This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, no filler. Let's do this. I promised you a 10-pack of reality check. This is your life edition. Michael, let's do this.
This is your life.
My God, I'm going to start crying. All right.
Pants, the silks.
Everybody wants to apologize for this program and this coach. Here's what I want you to do. You don't like me. You're mad at me. You think Harbaugh's amazing and I'm a jerk. Okay, I'm a POS. Cool. Answer for what I'm about to put in your mouth. Here we go. Ready? One. Harbaugh and Michigan are now 9-9. Their last 18 games together.
It's not true.
No, really it is, Jim. It's absolute mediocrity. 9-9.
It's not factual.
No, it is. Number two. Oh my God, you've got some brand statter in there, huh? Number two, Jim Harbaugh with the loss to Notre Dame on Saturday night is now on a 4-game losing streak. That's something Brady Joke didn't even pull off.
That's disappointing.
It is, because now you've done something that Rich Rod has done, and that's never good. Ever.
I have lost a lot of games.
You have, Jim. Number three. Jim Harbaugh has done a good job of beating who he's supposed to beat, right? We can all agree with that. Is that fair?
Okay. Can I give you a hug?
No, Jim, I don't need one, but you might. Do you realize that with the loss Saturday night, Jim Harbaugh is 0-6 when an underdog, according to Las Vegas? 0-6.
Huh?
No, I said 0-6.
Huh?
Okay. Number four. A stat many of you know, but with a little twist, if you will. Michigan and Harbaugh have not beaten a team that finished better than 6-6 since October 6th, 2016.
This is a big boy business.
That's almost 700 days, people. 700. David's had two kids since then.
I don't know what to say.
I do. More cowbell. Michigan fan, we're told Harbaugh is an offensive guru, a quarterback guru, right? After Saturday night, let me reverse the way I'm going to say this. It's even worse. The last time you had a wide receiver catch a touchdown pass, any wideout, anyone who's considered a wide receiver on the team catch a touchdown pass, was Grant Perry with 3:01 left in the third quarter against Cincinnati.
I need some oxygen.
Yeah, you may need a drink too, Dan. That's 50 quarters without a touchdown pass to a wide receiver. 50.
I'm not fully aware.
Do you realize that's almost 800 minutes of football action? 800? Quarterback guru? My balls.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
Do you realize Ohio State has thrown 30 touchdowns to wide receivers in the same time frame? 30. Them 30, you zero.
Who could possibly have it better than us?
Homeless people.
Everybody.
But wait, there's more. Number six in This Is Your Life, for all the shameless media who want to apologize for this team, this program, this coach. Everybody knows the stat. Harbaugh and Michigan haven't beaten a ranked team on the road. But the program itself, with Saturday night's loss, 17 straight losses. But let's do one better. Because you're probably saying, well, yeah, but what about the rest of the Big Ten? I'm glad you asked. Ready? Well, Michigan State, 2017, beat a ranked team on the road. How about Maryland? They don't even have a coach. Saturday, got one. Jesus. Wisconsin, you may ask? 2016. Ohio State, well, you know they're on the list, 2016. Northwestern, 2015. Thank you, Mel Gibson. Iowa, 2015. This is where you know it's getting bad. Ranked win on the road? Minnesota, 2014. Only getting worse, U of M fan. Indiana, 2014. You're going to be holding a while, Jimmy. Penn State, 2013. Nebraska, 2011. Purdue, Purdue, 2010. This is where you realize you're swimming in the juice of the garbage. Illinois, 2010. By the way, has anybody seen Lovie Smith? Oh my God, that beard. Rutgers, 2010. No. Excuse me, 2008. No. Rutgers, 2008. No. And then we finally get to your sorry asses. Michigan, 2006.
Oh, no.
Number seven. Big Ten out of conference since 2017. Out of conference, everyone not named Michigan, 17-0. You, 0-2.
No, it's still just a game.
Thanks, Rich. Michigan over the last decade, where do you think you rank in the Big Ten? Not 3 years, not 5 years, 10 years.
Come after me.
All right, Jim. Well, this isn't all your fault, but this is your life. Wins over the last decade, Ohio State 112.
It's not true.
No, that is true.
It's not factual.
It is. Wisconsin 101.
It's not true.
MSU 93.
Oh, no!
Yes. Penn State 89.
Breaks another tackle at the 10.
Nebraska 85, and they fire a coach every 10 minutes.
Let's be positive.
Iowa 82. Where is Michigan?
This is Michigan, for God's sakes.
It used to be. Number seven, Northwestern 77.
Oh, that is a horrendous call.
You're eighth place in the Big Ten over the last decade with 74 wins.
I have lost a lot of games.
You have. Now, let me ask this question. A little bit hyperbolic, but it's fun.
Can I give you a hug?
No, you need one. Through the first 40 games as Michigan's head coach, Brady Hoke was 27-13, 4-5 versus OSU, MSU, and ND.
That's your opinion.
No, those are facts. Jim Harbaugh is 28-12, 1-6 versus rivals.
Huh?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. You got fired. This guy, they're making a golden chair for him.
I have never eaten a booger.
Honestly, that's a piece of sound I really didn't know we had.
Pants, the silks.
And I want to leave you with these sobering numbers. You know, since none of this matters, right?
This is big boy business.
Harbaugh makes $145,000 a quarter. $58,367 a point. $1,900 a yard. How about almost $100,000 per third down conversion? $83,000 per penalty. And almost $300,000 per turnover. So for all of the eager Beaver media, all the people that want to shill, all the people got to sell the website subscriptions, all the people who are fanboys, Wojo.
Who said that? Wojo said that?
Argue that decade. Argue what this man has produced. Argue what your program was and is now. Argue what I just brought to the table. Tell me again whether this program is worth defending now.
Are you worth the money?
To answer your question honestly, I would have to say no.
All right, well, that sums that up.
It's not true.
Well, Jim, you said it. It's true.
Who's got it better than us?
Everyone.
Who could possibly have it better than us?
North Korea.
Pants, the silks.
Are you done? Mike, I can't. Come on.
I need some oxygen.
Yes, I do. I need some oxygen.
Thank you, David. This is your life, Wolverine fans. Enjoy that. Marinate on it. Your call's next. 97.1.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.